This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. And this is my 600th episode. Just thought I'd share that. I'm not going to make too big a deal out of this whole thing. I have in the past, like, you know, done big anniversary shows when I've hit the numbers, but I haven't done a huge 500 show. I just felt like, you know what, let's just keep on going. Let's just do a great show for show 600. So that's the idea. We've got Chapter 11 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, which clocks in at about 20 minutes in its own right, the chapter. So, good long chapter. Interesting things going on in this chapter. And we do have a voice cameo. This new audio version of the Vatican Assassin 15th Anniversary Edition does have a whole bunch of voice cameos. And Keith Hughes is back as Cardinal Anderson in this chapter at the very beginning here. BC checked in with the boss, the Pope, last week on our last episode. And he told him, you gotta lay low. So BC has been laying low. It's been 2 weeks for BC. And he's getting a little bit stir crazy. 2 fucking weeks. That's what he'll be saying as we get into Chapter 11. A Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. A little bit of news before we get into that. As we start this podcast, I want to let you know I was on another podcast this week on Story Comic. That's live on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. And then you can watch it on YouTube, and you can listen to it as a podcast. So, yeah, I'm on my podcast telling you I was on another podcast. It's called Story Comic, hosted by my friend Barney Smith. And we talked about everything from my stone chamber explorations to, of course, science fiction and comic book writing and this podcast and my Patreon and, man, a lot of stuff. So, yeah, Story Comic. Just look for Story Comic on YouTube or look for Story Comic where you get your podcasts and look for me on Story Comic. Speaking of Patreon, go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio if you want to become a patron of Glow in the Dark Radio. I have 3 levels, $2 a month, $5 a month, and $10 a month that help support this podcast and my science fiction efforts. And I have a new benefit for the $5 and $10 levels for Illuminators and Radiants, as I call those levels. For the $5 and $10 levels of support, you get to go into the brand new story web and timeline. I've got a new interactive story web and timeline powered by Archivos. It's pretty cool, but you got to be a member to get into that. I figured that's, you know, members are going to want to get into it as opposed to anybody else. So again, it is a new benefit for Patreon, for patrons at Patreon. You can get to that by going to my homepage, glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com, or just go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. Indeed, show 600, and I've got Chapter 11 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition. We'll get into that next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Wake up. Go to work. Work. Come home. Eat dinner. Rot your brain out. Go to bed. Lather. Rinse. Repeat. Are you tired of an old humdrum life? Tired of things that just weigh you down and depress you? Wouldn't you rather just focus on things that are awesome? Tune into Nutty Bites. Find out what's awesome. Nutty Bites. NIMLAS.org/blog.
Now here's Chapter 11 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. Two fucking weeks. BC has heard nothing from the OPO in 2 weeks. In the 2 weeks, the Vatican's been hit one more time. Another barrage as fierce as the last two. Another UIN sneak attack. The moon has not been hit again. BC has done his PR flak job, standing loyally by the Cardinal's side, issuing 4 press releases in the 2 weeks, and generally playing his role as the Vatican PR man. He's laid low, not even taking the governor up on his lunch invite as of yet. And with the OPO out of touch, BC's only been getting the UTZ-approved version of events from the news reports. The UIN continues its media blackout. The media speculates on the motives behind the UIN attacks. Most news reports attribute the new wave of UIN attacks, including the hits on the Vatican, to further religious extremism on the part of the UIN. The analysts, warning against repeating the mistakes of the past, say the UIN has gone beyond politics, bringing religion into the war. But it's always been in it. Religion has. It's what it's been all about. Well, religion and money. Nothing changes. We're still savages, cavemen in nicer pelts, when you get right down to it. No matter how much technology we use, no matter how far into space we go. Cavemen in space. Like that one. Clubbing each other over the head with our high-tech clubs. Ah, yet another fun-filled day of flackery. As he enters the Cardinal's office, he sees the Cardinal is waiting for him.
Ah, Campion, good. You're a wanted man today, you know.
Wanted? What the fuck? What?
Yes, you see, the Pope himself has requested a call from you, and the governor says you're supposed to do lunch sometime, and he'd like to know if you can meet him today. You're wanted by some pretty fancy company, Campion.
You bastard. Wanted my ass. No need to scare me like that. Thank you, sir. Would you excuse me?
Certainly.
I'll check back with you later, Cardinal. BC heads back to his rooms to check in with the Vatican, his heart beating faster than normal. Wanted. Geez, when he said that, I felt my stomach flip. Didn't think it was the good kind of wanted. I'm getting too paranoid. Hope it doesn't show. Glad to hear the Vatican finally called. Through the Cardinal again. Must be to keep up appearances. God, I hope there's a new assignment. And I guess I really should have lunch with Edwards. He's not so bad. I actually kind of like the guy. Cardinal Mbeke answers when BC powers up the CCU and contacts the Vatican. Mbeke is an old friend of BC's, one of his first instructors in the OPO.
Campion, how are you? I heard you got banged up pretty good.
I'm okay, Mbeke. I've had some time to heal. Seems like years. BC plays up a yawn for dramatic effect.
This should cure your boredom. I have an assignment for you.
Am I coming back to Earth?
No. We want to keep you in your current PR assignment on the moon for now. The less waves you make, the better. We still don't know how much the UIN knows about you.
So then what? Another assignment here on the moon? Wouldn't that be just as risky?
No, not on the moon nor on Earth. We need you to travel from Lunar Prime to one of the old orbital stations. Used to belong to the Sultan of Brunei.
No kidding. Who's it belong to now?
Nobody, really. It's been officially deserted for years. Place is called Fortune Station, built almost 100 years ago. We're sending complete info via courier. Already on the way. Look for a package tomorrow.
So if nobody's there, why are you sending me there? There are easier ways to get rid of me, Mbeke. BC laughs.
BC, would we ever do something like that to you?
Mbeke says in a falsely sweet tone, then laughs.
Don't answer.
Flattery will get you nowhere. Mbeke's tone darkens.
The station's been taken over by a neo-Christian cult. They've been squatting the station for over 5 years.
A cult, huh? What do you want me to do, evict them? Why now?
We don't care who lives there, but their leader has become a threat.
How so?
He's a charismatic former cardinal, whose followers are devoted to him. His radical interpretation of the Bible marginalized him back in the 90s in the Roman Catholic Church, part of the whole back-to-the-roots thing 10 years ago. Something in him snapped during the reunification, and he broke away from the church. He later gathered his followers and left Earth for Fortune Station, after Al-Salid declared jihad on the Earth.
So, they've been there 5 years?
Just over.
Guess they'll know the place pretty well by now. Are there any plans, blueprints, anything?
Yeah, the courier has them.
So, you want me to take this guy out?
Basically, but Cappian.
Yeah? I don't like the sound of that but, Mbeke.
We've already sent 2 other operatives in. We haven't heard from them. It's been a month since the last one went in. They might still be alive in there, we just don't know. The place is pretty isolated, high orbit, sealed up pretty tight. His followers are probably his best defense, and we don't know how many of them he has up there with him. There's a lot of unknowns.
Sounds like. You sure you're not just trying to get rid of me? You still haven't really explained why he's a threat. Good cover for tying up my loose end.
No, we want this man gone. We hear he's killing his followers. He's probably killed our 2 guys, too. We don't know where his loyalties lie. And the feeling here is that he may throw in with the UIN. Give them a base to work from in exchange for territory somewhere on Earth after the war, after we're all dead. If he's killing his followers, I'd say he's capable of anything.
Why do people follow people who kill them in the name of God?
I don't know, but we certainly don't want to get into a discussion on the morality of killing in the name of God now, do we, BC?
BC shakes his head in agreement. As Mbeke continues.
We've hired a ship to take you to the station. The details are in the package. The pilot's a good NCC man. Treat him well.
Did the same guy bring the others to the station, too?
No. The other operatives left from Earth. This pilot and his ship are based out of Lunar Prime. Why?
Just curious. And you say he's a Christian?
There are some of us up there, Cappian. You should know. You're supposed to be ministering to them.
Thanks, Mbeke. I'll try to remember that.
Be careful, BC. Don't blow your cover any worse than it's already been blown.
It's not.
Cappian, please. This assignment will help you to keep laying low.
Or get me laid low.
It's not you we want dead at the end of all of this.
That's a comfort. What about just laid?
Funny. Watch for the package, Cappian. Jove out.
Diana out. 2 weeks before the Vatican finally calls back. Finally. And this is the best they can do? 2 weeks of being the Cardinal's lackey. 2 weeks of being a good little PR flack. 2 weeks before they finally call back. Finally. 2 weeks of waiting for my head to either implode or explode. And this is the best they can do. A whacked-out cult leader on an old station out in the middle of nowhere. What kind of threat is that? A threat to me when I wade into the viper's nest to try to choke the life out of the king snake,
That's what kind of threat it is. The Vatican doesn't want me dead, but I'm sure at this point they wouldn't mind somebody doing them the favor of my removal. Hope I can stay alive. Have to do some research of my own before that package arrives. BC's contemplation is cut short by the buzz of his intercom. A priority signal punches through.
Father Campion? BC? It's Mark Edwards. You available?
Audio only, come on. Sure, Governor, just a second.
How about that lunch? I'd like to keep my promise.
Can't keep putting him off. Sure, let me check the schedule to see if the Cardinal needs me anywhere, okay? Hold on. BC takes a deep breath. Shouldn't snap at the Governor. Not good. Sure, I'm okay today. When do you want to meet?
Can we make it soon? An early lunch? These days my schedule isn't entirely under my own control. I've got appointments jamming me all afternoon. Why don't you come on over and meet me at my offices? We can head for this seafood place I know on the third level of the atrium. Looks out over the central pool. Really nice. How about it?
Sure, Governor. I'll be there in about 20 minutes. I'm still moving a little slow these days.
All right. See you then.
BC packs away the CCU. He checks his appearance in the mirror, then heads out to meet the Governor. He crosses the main mall of the atrium as he walks from the Vatican section to Governor Mark Edwards' offices, taking in the smell of the fresh-cut grass. It almost smells like the outdoors here, almost like Earth. Of course, on Earth, the gravity makes the pine trees pointy cones. Here, they just shoot up, even all the way around. They look like big green brushes, weird-looking things. At least they smell right. A monitor in the mall wall, near the entrance to the Lunar Prime Government Center, blares a news report as BC passes.
Has finally spoken, today claiming that it has been attacking Vatican City along with UTZ and Lunar Prime Holdings because it has proof the Vatican has been collaborating with the UTZ in attacking the UIN.
Oh shit. BC stops to watch the report.
Most observers on Earth and the Moon are dismissing the UIN statements as attempts to deflect blame from the UIN themselves in the wake of the killing of Lunar Prime Governor Meredith McIntyre. This is the UIN's first statement since their intensified campaign against targets on the Earth and the Moon began after the Governor's death. This latest round of finger-pointing by the Universal Islamic Nation rings rather hollow in light of their recent activities. In other news...
That's it? No hard facts? No mention of me? Or the OPO? Just general statements of blame? What do they know, then? What do they have? BC keeps walking. When he gets to Edwards' offices, his secretaries send BC right in.
BC, how are you? How's the tongue?
Funny question. Guess he means well. I can talk again, thank you. How are you doing, Governor?
Call me Mark. I'm calling you BC, after all.
Okay, Mark.
I found out something I thought you'd like to know. We did some digging on that Nita Bendix. It was taken for granted she worked here, but she was never hired. It looks like she just showed up 2 years ago. She was never officially cleared as a lunar security cop. She had forged credentials, stolen uniform... The whole spy deal. She infiltrated, and she fooled us. We look and feel pretty stupid here. I'm sorry, BC.
2 years? And no one suspected a thing?
She's been on rosters and personnel charts. She was good. She came in right after McIntyre was sworn in, as far as we can pinpoint.
That's some curious timing.
I know. After everything you told me, that sort of sticks. I've got some of my good people looking into this. People I can trust, you know? Hey, let's get out of here. What do you say? You hungry?
Sure. You said seafood? The Captain's Table restaurant on the main mall's third floor overlooks the atrium, the central pool, and the pines. BC and Edwards sit at a table at the window. They speak of sports, recent movies, BC's recuperation, and other small talk. Over the course of the meal, Edwards apologizes a few more times, which BC eats up along with his swordfish and salad. I like this guy. He's real. In a way, I'm working him, working to build his confidence to my advantage. But the affection is genuine. He's a good man. I'll try not to fuck him over. Hope they don't ask me to. Over coffee, Edwards asks,
BC, can I ask you a favor?
What is it?
Well, I could use the help of someone with your insights and experience. I know there's stuff you can't tell me. Things we can't discuss.
BC starts to interrupt and protest. Edwards holds up his hand.
No, let me finish. I respect you, Father, and would appreciate anything you might be able to share with me, information-wise. I don't expect to hear state secrets. But I'm hoping you can help me as a sort of unofficial advisor.
Wow. I can't believe I've gotten to him this completely. They'll be happy with this back home. Can't be over-enthusiastic, though. I'm honored, Mark. I really am. I just don't think I can. The Bible isn't too big on letting a man serve two masters. I'm not sure the Vatican would approve, to be honest with you.
I don't expect to be your master, BC. I'm looking for friendly advice and good counsel.
This is unexpected, Mark. But I'd certainly like to help you. Tell you what, if the Vatican says it's okay, I'll be glad to give you any advice I can. I can tell, all politics aside, you're a good man, Mark. You'll be a great governor. I'd like to help you.
Well, now I'm honored, BC. Thanks. Thank you. It means a lot to me. I'm still trying to get a handle on everything. This is not something I asked for.
That's why you'll probably do a better job than someone who would ask for it. A lot of times, the best leaders are the ones who are thrust into greatness or have greatness thrust upon them when they least expect it. Somebody famous said that. You're doing fine. How's that for counsel?
Don't flatter me, BC. Just advise me.
But thanks. Now I've got to explain my going away. Mark, I've got to take care of some business for the Pope in the next few days. There are always going to be times I have to take off, and I can't and won't be able to tell you what I'm doing. You have to understand that. The cost of my cooperation, I suppose. And coming up is one of those times.
I understand that, I think. Whatever help you can offer, BC, you know I appreciate it.
Edwards takes care of the check and stands to leave. Thanks for lunch, Mark.
Thank you, BC. I gotta run, but I'll be in touch. See you when you get back.
Unofficial advisor to the governor of the Lunar Free State. That'll look good on the old resume. Not bad. I hope I can trust him. He seems to trust me. It doesn't feel like a setup. We'll see. Back in his rooms, BC does a little freelance research on Fortune Station. He checks in the history files. The computer gives him general background information.
Many wealthy individuals began building orbital retreats in the 20s to escape perceived overpopulation on Earth. This overpopulation was mostly a marketing tool used to scare paranoid wealthy individuals into buying orbital getaways. At first, only the very wealthy could afford to build, staff, and maintain these luxury stations. Most rotated to provide artificial gravity, using systems that required small crews to maintain and run them. These crews had to be fed and housed. The necessities of life had to be provided for on each station, for both the crew and the inhabitants. All these people had to live, eat, and breathe on the station. An expensive proposition at the time, given their level of technological advancement. In some cases, the crews were shipped on and off a station between long shifts, but this alternative was also costly.
History off. Too general. Anything on Fortune Station itself?
One entry, brief description.
Tell me about it.
Fortune Station, built for the abandoned by the Sultan 8 years later. Renovated and restored by STSC, LIC, absorbed by the Universal Trade Zone in 2034. Used on and off until the end of 2062, when it was again left abandoned. Its high orbit and off-the-beaten-path location make it an unattractive target for future renovation and redevelopment. Fortune Station is currently abandoned. End of entry.
Out of date, evidently. Might as well wait for the info package. My profile's gonna be low, all right. Very low. Place doesn't sound like it would make for much of a base for the UIN. But I guess any possible foothold has to be eliminated. Life remains interesting. Mark Edwards really surprised me at lunch today. He could just be playing his own game. I don't know. Maybe I can trust him. Of course, I never assume that. That was Chapter 11 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. And again featuring Keith Hughes in a special voice cameo as Cardinal Anderson. You can find Keith's stuff at his penslinger.com. Well, BC is now getting ready for a new assignment. 2 fucking weeks, but he finally did hear. Talk to Mbeke, gets to find out he's heading out to Fortune Station. So we'll find out more about that in our next chapter, Chapter 12 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition. That'll be coming your way on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Again, as far as news goes, check out Story Comic this week. I'm talking to Barney Smith, the host, for almost an hour about everything. I mean, from writing to exploring to everything I'm up to. So again, that's on YouTube, where you can watch it, or just look for the podcast, Story Comic, with Barney Smith and me this week. I debuted a new benefit for patrons at the $5 and $10 level at patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. Got a new timeline and story web powered by Archivos. Or Archivos, archivos.digital. And this is show 600. So thank you for listening and sticking around this long. As I was saying at the outset, I'm not doing anything, you know, crazy or spectacular for this one. Just trying to give you a great show, and I hope you did enjoy this chapter of Vatican Assassin that you heard this week. And that is all for this time around. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2020 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at acompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.